And we're up at the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. My Chashmal. What's the meaning of the Chashmal? Amr of Yehuda. Chayos Eish Memalos. Chashmal is a contraction of the words Chayos Eish Memalos. The Chayos speak fire. Rashi, Chayos Eish Memalos, Eish Yotze Midiburim. Fire comes out when they speak. Masnisa Tane Itim Choshos Itim Memalos. Chashmal means sometimes it's chashmal. Sometimes they quiet, sometimes they speak. B'shosh adibur yotzim ziyachadish baruch hu choshos. When the Rabbanim don't speak, they keep quiet. Well, b'shosh ein hadibur yotzim ziyachadish baruch hu malos. When the Rabbanim is not speaking, then they speak. Ratzo v'hachayos ratzo v'shov. It's also a pasuk over there in Yecheskel. Kimara habezek. Ma ratzo v'shov. As it runs, it comes back. Omer of Yehuda ko'or ha'yotzim pi akivsha, like fire that the flames, the tongues of the fire come out of the oven and go back in. Mai kemara ha'bozok, Omer of Yosef bar Chanina ko'or ha'yotzim vein ha'charosim, like fire that goes from the in between the pieces of earthenware that you put over the fire. So the flames spark up sometimes, you see them sometimes you don't see them. Rashi, Ratzo v'shov, Motzios roshon mitachas harakia hanoti l'mal m'rashehem. The chayos put their heads outside of the rakia. The chos roshon machnis roshon mimora ashtinu mehiros. And immediately put them back in. Kiritza v'shiva shalav hayos mitei abosek. Like a flame that darts in and out. And the Sfarim explain that this idea of Ratzo V'Shov is a concept of, there are concepts of the Ribbono Shel Olam that we speak about him as if he exists within the existence that we understand, right? Baruch Kvod Hashem Mim Komo, that the Ribbono Shel Olam has a Mako. And then we said Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh Hashem Tzvokos Moloch Al Oretz Kvoda. Now he has no specific Mako, he's everywhere. So the concept that the Ribbono Shel Olam Moloch Al Oretz Kvoda is beyond our comprehension. Right, that there's no place that the Ribbono Shel Olam isn't, right? That means there's nothing, ain't old milvado, there's nothing. And yet, if they say there's a place where the Ribbono Shel Olam is, and there's a place for everything else. So the Svarim say those two machshavas have to be Ratzo V'Shov. On one hand, you have to know the absolute. At the same time, you have to, from time to time, relate to it as we can relate to it, that, that the Ribbono Shel Olam has a makom, and that we have a makom. Right? And sometimes you have to know the... They are ideas that have to interchange from time to time. The person has to know what the absolute is. He has to be able to relate to the relative. Okay. That's the concept of Ratzo V'Shov. The Eire V'Hine Ruach So'ora Bo Min Atzofon Onan Godel V'Eish Mislakachas The Nogelo Soviet U'mitocha Ke'en HaChashmal Mitocha Eish. So Yecheskel says he saw a tremendous whirlwind coming from the north. Lahechan also, where was this whirlwind going? Amr of Yehuda, Amr Rav, Sheholech Lichbosh is called Olam Kulo Tachas Nebuchadnezzar Rosh. North is Babel. And this Ruach Sa'ara was the symbol that Nebuchadnezzar was going to conquer the whole world. The Kol Kach Lama, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam give him such success? Shalom Yomu, Mosa Olam, Biyad Uma Shvela, Mosra Kodesh Baruch was Bamev. That the world shouldn't say that when Nebuchadnezzar conquered Klal Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave Klal Yisrael into the hands of a lowly nation. This way, that's what the Gemara says in different Lashonos, that called HaMetzer Yisrael, Naser Rosh. Whoever's going to be an adversary of Klal Yisrael first becomes great. Gidol HaMelech HaKashverosh is Haman, and then came the Gzeira. And the reason being that that's covered, the positive reason is we're covered of Klal Yisrael. It shouldn't be in the hands of somebody lowly. Another idea is that since ultimately, through these adversaries, Klal Yisrael comes to do tshuva, so they deserve the gedula. They're a kli that the Ribbono Shel Olam uses to affect tshuva, so they deserve this greatness too, even though they don't intend it. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi goram li shiyeh shamish la'ovdei psilim, avonoseyem shel Yisrael, hein gormu li. Who caused me that I should serve the purposes of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, in other words, that I should help Nebuchadnezzar that because Klai Yisrael sinned, and now if I'm going to put them in the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, he has to be raised, so I have to serve him. Their Averis caused it. Rashi. Hakivshon, Shesorfin bo Avonim Musid. A oven, furnace, that you burn stones in it to lime. Bezek loshen shivrei shvarim bo. Bezek means something that's broken into pieces. Shehar yotze bein evan la'evan. The fire comes between the different stones, and it, the tongues of the fire leap up and then go down. Kedushan be'erevin. Boskin melech al gabei akevesh lo yachliko akohanim. Right, boskin means that they threw fragments of salt on the kevesh. So bezek, bozak means things that are fragmented. Mechin midein hacharoshim, derech mizake zohav linkov klicheres, nekovim nekovim. People who smelt gold, they take a klicheres and they put holes in it. The kofin also gabi kachon, they put that piece of cheres with the holes in over coals. Shahazov Nosun Bohen, Besokisha Sacharosim, Shalabonim Agabe Feras, and they put the gold on top of that. They can't put it into the fire. But this is like a task that's on top of the fire where the flames can go through the holes and melt the gold. The lav Yotzi Lamala Derech Nikve Hakli, who Osri Gavonim Gavonim, Vitomid Yosef Nichnas, and the flame comes up in different colors through the holes, and it goes through the holes and then recedes and then comes through the holes again and so on. Minatzofen mi bovel shu betzofen. Shenemra mitzofen ki posa charo. My boy yehosem, lama holcha le bovel. Why did the Shekhinah go to bovel? Roy, okay, good, good. Omra belozer, malach echad. Oh, no, second. Vo'era hachayos, vihine ofan echad bo'aretz, eitzel hachayos. I saw one of the ofanim on the ground, eitzel hachayos. That means he was on the ground and in the raki at the same time. Omra belozer, malach echad shu omid bo'aretz, v'rosho magia eitzel hachayos. There's one malach who stands on the ground and his head is in the heavens. Right? That again doesn't mean literally, but it means that this malach has two functions. One is more in the physical world and one's in the spiritual world. The Mashnisa Tana Saldalfon, the Sandalfon Shmo. His name is Sandalfon. Right? Sandal. He wears sandals, in other words, he stands on the ground. Hagavor Michaveru Mahalach Chomish Meos Shoma. He's taller than the other angels, 500 years tall. Va'omid Achorei HaMerkava, and he stands in the behind the Rabbanu Shlomo's chariot. The Kosher Ksorim Lekono. Tosa says Kosher Ksorim, that he takes the tfilos of tzaddikim and he makes crowns for the Rabbanu Shlomo from those tfilos. And therefore, he spans heaven and earth, just like the ladder of Yaakov Avinu was Rosho. What's it called? Rosho Mutzavarza? No, Sulam Vihine. Sulam Mutzavarza, Rosho Magia Shomaima. And according to some, that Sulam was the Indian of Tefillah. Tefillah starts down here and ends up in Shomaim. Same thing over here. This Malach has his feet on the ground and his head in the heavens to be Makabal the Tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. Moses Eini Voksi, Boruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo. Mechlaud the Mekomo Leka the Yovele. Right? Mimkomo, only the Rabban Shem knows his place. There's a place where the Rabban Shem is, only he knows it. And here it says that, what's it called, that the Malach knows where the Rabban Shem is, and he makes a keser and puts it on Kibiyachol on the Rabban Shem's head. The Omar Soma Toga, what's it called? Mechlaud the Mekomo Leka the Yovele. So the Bach adds a few words here. Ela de kosher le keser umash biyoso b'shem hamaforash va'ozul tag of yosef b'duchte. He doesn't know where the Rabbanu Shlomo's kibiyachol place is that he can put it on his head, but he makes the crown and he says different shemos of the Rabbanu Shlomo and is mashbiya the keser to go and put itself on the Rabbanu Shlomo's head. Omar Rava, Kol Sheroy Yecheskel Ro Yishayahu. Whatever Yecheskel saw in detail, Yishayahu also saw, even though he didn't say the same details. So why didn't Yishayahu say the details? Lom Yecheskel, Lema Yecheskel, Dome, Leben Kfar Shiros HaMelech. Yecheskel is like a country guy who saw the king. And therefore, Rashi says, Ro Yishaya, Kishishor Sa'alav, Ruach HaKodesh, Kimoshe Nemar, Vo'erech Hashem Yoshev HaKisei Rom V'Nisa. They didn't go into all the details of all the malachim and everything that were around the Kisei. El Shalochosh Leforish HaKol. Shehoyah ben Malachim, the God of the Palestine. Yeshayah was on a higher level. He was like somebody who grew up in the palace. Ben Krach, Haroes HaMelech, Eino Nivol, Eino Toma, Eino Chosh L'Saper. For him, it's commonplace. So, as I say, he saw the king. It's obvious that, what's it called, for people who frequent the palace, they know what's around the king. But Yecheskel was a Ben Kfar. He wasn't frequent the palace. So when he saw it, it was a chiddush to him. It was something they had to report, all the details. That's one pshat. Tosfos says that, a different pshat, that a Ben Kfar who says he saw the king, people don't believe him, unless he brings proof and says the details. But a Ben Paltrin, right, who says he saw the king, people believe him, he doesn't give the details. The Rambam says that that there's different levels of Nebuah. And Yecheskel was on a lower level of Nebuah, right? And therefore, his Nebuah had to be mefarit, all the things he saw, because for him they were chiddush, and Yeshayah was on a much higher level, and therefore the things he saw were not a chiddush to him. Others say that Ben Kfar and Ben Paltrin means that with the time of Yeshayah, the Beis HaMikdash was still around. And therefore, it was no big deal to see the Shechinah. Now, Shenkin by Yecheskel, it was close to the Churban. And then, what's it called, it was a big deal to see the Shechinah, and therefore he had to be mefarit all the details. In fact, some say even more than that, that in Golis, we're afraid that people will think that Rabban Shem abandoned us. So Yecheskel had to go into great detail that the Shechinah is here, and all the details. And Yeshayo, in the time of Beis HaMikdash, wasn't necessary to go into all the details. We knew the Shechinah was there. Omrei Shlokish, my deceive or shira l'Hashem ki go'o go'o, shira l'mi, she mizgoyel ha-geim. The Rabban Shalom is mizgoyel on all the geim, all the people, all the things that have a right to be haughty. The Rabban Shalom is haughtier than all of them. He's greater than all of them. The Omer Mar, melo shebechayus ari. The king of beasts is the lion. Melo shebebehemos, the king of domesticated animals is short. Melo shebeofos nesher. The other Mizgoy Aleihem, and human beings are greater than all three kings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mizgoy Al Kulam Ve'Al Kol HaOlam Kulam. And the Rabban Hashem is a Mizgoy on all of them, including man and the entire world. Okay, and those are the, what's it called, the chariot of the Rabban Hashem, beneath the Kisei HaKavod, so the faces are all these kings. The Shor, the Ari, the Adam, what's it called? All of those are the, and the Nesher are the faces of the Merkava. Kosher v'lechet Omer, u'dimus p'neim p'nei Odom u'p'nei Aryeh elayimin la'arbosom u'p'nei Shor mi'hasmol la'arbosom. Right? One pasuk says that the four faces were Odom, Aryeh, and Shor, and Nesher mentions. U'ksiv, the arba ponim le'echot, p'nei ho'echot p'nei akrub, u'p'nei Hasheni p'nei Odom, ha'shishi p'nei Aryeh, the Haravi Pnei Nesher. It substitutes a kruv for the shore. So which is it? Is the fourth face a kruv or a shore? The Ilu Shor, Loka Choshev. Omer Eish Lokish, Yecheskel Bikish Olvrachmi V'Hofel the Kruv. Yecheskel, when he saw that one of the faces in the Merkava was a shore, he davened that it should change to a kruv, because the shore is a category on Klal Yisrael. It brings up the Chet HaEgel. Because it says that the Chet HaEgel was that they wanted to take the Koach of the Shor, which was the Koach of Din from the Midbar, and control it. That was the Chet HaEgel. So they stole the Shor from the Merkava. So the Shor in the Merkava is an indictment of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Yecheskel Davin, that should change to a kruv. And there's a Shaila, what that means. It changed completely into a kruv. We'll see once again what a kruv is. Or the face changed into a kruv. It wasn't obviously a shore, but the legs were still the legs of a shore. So it was a shore, just a shore with the face of a kruv. Most mefarshim say even the Mefarshim want to say that it changed completely, in the end say that it was only the face that changed. That's why the Vilna Gaon says that the Aveira of the Chet HaEgel was stealing the shor. Now, look, is if you steal a shor, right, and you sell it, you have to pay four times back. That's why it says, even though there were only 500 people that sinned, there were only 600 people that sinned, you have to pay five times back by a shor. So 600 people sinned by the Chet HaEgel. That says that in the Magefa, 3,000 people, Kishlosha Salotim, because since you have to pay back five, the 600 were considered like 3,000. Vomer al-Fon of Ribono Shalom, Kategor Yasa Sanegor, right? We want the Merkava to be a Sanegor, a defense of Klal Yisrael, not an indictment. My Kruv, so what did you change it into? What's a Kruv? Omer Bavo, Kiravia, a baby. She came to Bavo calling the Anuka Ravia. Right? Kruv is Kiruba, like a young face. So it was a shore with the face of a baby. And the symbol was, some of them Farshim say, that the Christ of the Tshuva for the Chet HaEgel. And about Tshuva is Ketinik Shenolad. So the shore got a baby face to show that they did Tshuva. Omer le Rav Papa Labaya, Ela Me'ata Dechsib Pnei Ho'echot Pnei HaKruv U'Pnei HaSheni Pnei Odom V'Ashlishi Pnei Aryeh V'Arevi Pnei Nesher Hainu Pnei Kruv Hainu Pnei Odom. If you're saying it's a baby face, then it's the same thing as Pnei Odom. It's a human face. So there were two human faces in the Merkava. So Mar says, Api Ravarvi V'Api Zutra. There was an adult face and a child's face. Two human faces, one adult and one child. Rashi. All of these things surround the Rabbanu Shalom's throne, and he's above them. Kategor Nasa Sanegor, Anu Tzrichim Shivakshu Markavosech, Valenu Rachmi, wanted the Merkava, those spiritual powers, should be in the defense of Klal Yisrael. V'Hashor Kategor, the shore is an indictment of Klal Yisrael. Kategor Solne, Kategor is an enemy, Sanegor Ohe. Melech Yosher. And a Sanegor is somebody who likes you. Right? The Kategor is the prosecuting attorney, and the Sanegor is the defense attorney. Kiravya Pnei Tinu. Hainu Pnei Kruv, Hainu Pnei Odom. Mahein Pnei Kruv, Mahein Pnei Odom. Ki lo echad, and the same thing. Api Ravi, Vapi Zutri, ho echad Pnei Godl, ho echad Pnei Kot. One's an adult face, and one is a child's face. Okay. Kosev echad omer, sheish knafayim le echad. The Kosev echad omer, vi arba ponim la achas, vi arba knafayim la achas lahem. One pasuk says that they had six wings, these chayos, and the other one said they only had four wings. Lo kasha. Kan bezman she beis hamikdash kayim, they had six wings. Kan bezman she ein beis hamikdash kayim, ki biyochosh nesmatu kantei achayos. Right? When the beis hamikdash was destroyed, the wings of the chayos were diminished. Moses hay minayu, which of the wings of the six were taken away? Where was their position? Omer Rav Chananel, Omer Rav, osen she omro shira behed. The wings with which they flapped to say Shira, that Shira was taken away when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Sib Hachel v'shtayim ya'ofet, v'korazel zevi omar. They fly with those two wings and sing Shira. Uksiv ha'toy v'enecha bo v'enenu. And it says that, what's it called, the pasuk that intimates that those wings were taken away. Ha'toy v'enecha bo, look at it and it disappears. Rabban Amrei, Osin Shemachas Ben Ragleim. Rabban say, no, it wasn't the wings that they said Shira with that went away. It was the two wings that covered their feet. Shenemar V'Ragleim Regel Yishora. Yecheskel saw that their feet were cloven feet, were like feet of a, what's it called, of an ox feet, a malach. The Ilav, the Imut, or others say that they kept their feet together. That's why we hold our put our feet together by Shemona Esrei, to be like Malachim. V'ilav dimoyit minoha v'yoda. If the wings weren't taken away, how could he see what their legs looked like? They were covered. Must be that in the time of Yecheskel, which was close to Churban Beis HaMikdash, the wings already from the feet went away. Mar says, Dilma digloy v'chazilei. Right? Maybe they opened them up and they you saw. They still had the wings, they just uncovered them. T'ilo seimach, if you don't say that that what's it called, that the wings can be open so you can see what's underneath, with the moose pneum pnei odem hochi nami deimut, right? The mice, how do you see his face? Their face. The face was covered by their wings. Elamai, they opened up. So just like the wings of the face opened up, the wings of the legs also opened up. Ela deigloi bechazile. Right, it must be that he opened up, he saw the face. So same thing with the legs. No raya that the wings went away. Where it says, hochanami digloi v'chazile, same thing by the legs. Where it says, hochi hashta, bishloma ape orach aram v'gluya kami rabbi. It's proper to uncover your face in front of your head. But kari lav orach aram v'gluya kami rabbi, if they had the wings and they just uncovered their feet, that wouldn't have been a proper thing to do in front of the shina. So it must be the wings were taken away. Kosov echad omer, let's see Rashi. The time of Yishayo, the Beis HaMikdash was still firmly established. It was very soon to be destroyed. So already the things that would happen after the Churban already were put into motion. In fact, it says that 40 years before the Churban, the Shechin already left, so it was as if it was Chariv already 40 years early. Uvishtayim yaofei v'somech lei v'korazel zeh. Alma hanach ninu da'amrei b'hushira. Shemakashkikos v'kol kanteyim. They accompany the Shira with the flapping of their wings. Uvahanach si v'einemu gabe hatoiv. Kan bizman she'ein v'imei gamil kvar Chariv abayim. Yes, okay. Kosov echad omer elef alofim yishum she'ini. The ribo ribon kadamoe yikumu. One pasuk says that thousands of thousands will serve me, and 10,000s of 10,000s, right, will stand before me. The kosov echad omer hayesh misbar legedudov. It's infinite. There's no number. Spirit's mashma that there's a specific number. Right? Thousands of thousands and 10,000s of 10,000s. And here it says there's no number. Lokasha. Tanch bisman shabes hamikdash kayim. There was no number to the malachim. There was an infinite amount. Kan bisman shein beis hamikdash kayim. Then there was a finite amount. To be yochosh nismata pamal shomala. The pamal shomala became diminished. Tanya Rebbe Yomer mishum abiyosim and dosoi elef alfin yishum sheini mispar gedud echad. Right. There were in one legion of malachim. There are thousands of thousands and 10,000s of 10,000s. Well, the gedud of it is, but there's no finite number to how many legions there are. So when it says the finite number, that's within each legion. But the number of legions is infinite. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba Omar, Elef Alfin Yishum Sheini Lenar Dinur. That's talking about Malachim that are in Nar Dinur, this river of fire. Shenemar, Nahar Dinur, Nogad V'Nofak Min Kadamoi, Elef Alfin Yishum Sheini. It's talking about Malachim, specific Malachim of Nar Dinur. But there's an infinite amount of Malachim all over. Not loved after the ones that are assigned to Nar Dinor. The ribuvam kadamo yikumun mehechan nafik. Where do these malachim come from that go to Nar Dinor? Mizayosan shel chayis. They're created from the sweat of the chayis. Lehechan shafik. And where are they poured into? Omrav zuta ratubi. Omrav al rosh rishoyim begehenna. They're poured this Nar Dinor. Right, is a river that's poured onto the Rishoyim in Gehenna. Shenemar, Hine Soras Hashem Chema Yotza V'Sar Mischolel Arosh Rishoyim Yochu. Rashi. Elef Alofim. No, Kibi Yochu. Af Klapei Tzvo Shechina Huskak Lomar Kei. By Tzvo of the Rabbanu Shalom, you can't really say it's Nismaya. But Lamaisa, Kibiyochol, as if you could say it. Right? In our terms, we're describing it in what we would describe in human terms. Then doesn't really apply to the Rabbanu Shalom and his Tzava, but it's Kibiyochol, as if you could say it. Elef Alfin, who Misper shall call Gedud the Gedud. Aval Ein Misper Kama Gedudim Yesh. In each legion, there's a finite number of malachim, but there's an infinite amount of legions. Lenar dinor, the high chronomi gabi nar dinor. See, this pasuk was referring to the malachim of Nar Dinor. Okay.